A rapidly growing petition to revoke Elon Musk's Canadian citizenship is attracting global attention. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus is backing the petition that calls for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to revoke Elon Musk's dual citizenship and Canadian passport. While the petition cannot legally revoke citizenship, Angus told Timmins today that it serves as an important statement. I felt it was important to support a petition brought forward by ordinary Canadians who want to express their disgust at a man who's got so much power and is using it in such an anti-democratic and extremist form, Angus said. This is about sending a message that Canadians find his actions and his beliefs reprehensible, and also recognize that it does represent a threat to democracies in Europe, the United States, and Canada. Related. Trump poked the polar bear. Angus wants you to keep buying Canadian. Angus believes Musk's actions threaten Canada's national interest, citing concerns about Musk's influence in politics and business dealings. We saw in Germany, the German government has demanded access to the algorithm of X because they believe he's used his platform to interfere in their elections and promote the extremist fascist party, the AfD, Alternative for Germany, he said. We've seen Musk engaging in really reprehensible baiting about racial issues in the UK. And we saw how he threatened to turn off the Starlink platform to shake down the people of Ukraine. To me, that's, you know, akin to interfering in a war. It's like a war crime. A war criminal's behavior. Musk has also commented on Canadian politics via X, endorsing Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre and referring to Trudeau as an insufferable tool. The petition accuses Musk of using his wealth and power to influence Canada's elections and engaging in activities that go against the national interest of Canada. Angus said the overwhelming response to the petition demonstrates strong public sentiment against Musk's involvement in Canadian affairs. I've been really overwhelmed by the determination of ordinary Canadians to stand up to tyranny. It's in our DNA. We don't like fascism. We don't like extremism. Canadians are nice until you push us, Angus said. The speed with which this petition has moved is unprecedented. This could easily become the biggest petition in Canadian history, and it has happened in just a few days. The petition, initiated by Nanaimo, BC, author Qualia Reid, launched on Thursday, February 20. By late Wednesday, February 26, it had more than 297,000 signatures. While parliamentary e-petitions do not legally bind the government to action, they are a way to draw attention to public concerns. The House of Commons is scheduled to resume on March 24, but a general election is widely expected before then. The petition will collect signatures until June 20. Angus believes the movement has gained international attention and could inspire similar actions elsewhere. This petition will go when Parliament returns, I'll introduce it then. But, my God, it is getting attention all over the world, Angus said. I think in the United States, there's people on the ground thinking, well, geez, we should do that too. Angus hopes the petition sends a clear message to the Canadian government. The public has spoken. They don't want our government making deals with Elon Musk, like Doug Ford signing a $100 million Starlink agreement when Musk is using Starlink to threaten Ukraine, he said. They want our government officials to take the threat of electoral interference very seriously. Born in Pretoria, South Africa, Musk holds Canadian citizenship through his mother, who was born in Regina, Saskatchewan. He is a key advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump and leads cost-cutting efforts in the Department of Government Efficiency. Trump has suggested that Canada could become the 51st state and has threatened tariffs on Canadian products. Musk has echoed this sentiment, referring to Trudeau as a governor